Today's scriptural passage is taken from Mark 1, verses 16 to 45. I'm reading from the New RSV version. So if you like to, you can turn to Mark 1, verses 16 to 45. Verse 16, Jesus calls the first disciples. As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired man and followed him. Verse 21, the man with an unclean spirit. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once, his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. Verse 29, Jesus heals many at Simon's house. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick and possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit demons to speak, because they knew him. Verse 35, a preaching tour in Galilee. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. Verse 40, Jesus cleanses a leper. A leper came to him, begging him, and kneeling, he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded as a testimony to them. But he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into a town openly, but stayed out in the country, and people came to him from every quarter.
For this entire sermon series in Mark, we'll be reading the entire gospel on the pulpit, and that is because the gospel of Mark is made up of largely stories, and we want all of you to really experience the listening of the word for the entire gospel. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray.
我们在天上的父, 愿你的灵 与我们同在，叫我们能够真认识你，叫你的话语扎根在我们心里，在我们的生命中结出果子来。愿我们的生命是一道亮光，照亮这个世界。愿我们所行的成为这世界的祝福。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
I wonder if you have heard of this story of Jiang Taigong's fishing.
那你是否有听过姜太公钓鱼这故事吗？
So the one in red, that is Zhou Wen Wang, King Zhou Wen.
那图里的就是 Zhou Wen Wang.
And the one fishing is Jiang Taigong.
然后在钓鱼的就是姜太公。
So one day, Zhou Wen Wang was outside hunting. He was going out to hunt by the river.
那有一天，周太公就要到岸边打猎。钓鱼。
Then he saw 姜太公 sitting down there fishing.
然后他就看到姜太公坐在那岸边钓鱼。
So 周文王then said, "Well, do you like to fish?"
那周文王就问先生，你喜欢钓鱼吗？
This is what 姜太公 then said.
然后姜太公就这样回答。
According to my knowledge, learned men, what they like is they like to pursue their goals.
那我就听说君子是乐于实现自己的抱负。
Whereas it's ordinary men that just like to do what they like to do.
那平凡人就只喜欢做自己爱做的事。
So when I'm fishing here, I'm fishing for similar principles here.
那我现在在钓鱼呢，其实就和这道理很相似。
So Zhou Wen Wang then asked, "What do you mean by similar principles?"
那周文王就问到，你指的是什么相同的这个意思呢？
Then 姜太公 said.
然后姜太公就回答说，
"You know, fishing is like how you deal with people."
那钓鱼呢，就如这个人事。
There are three tactics that you can use.
有三种权术。
You can use good salaries to catch people, and that is like fishing with a bait.
那你可以用这个后路来就是吸引人才，就如用饵钓鱼。
Or you can use rewards to grab them, like fishing with a bait.
又可以用重金。
Or you can use high offices to grab them.
那你也能用这个官职来招揽人才。
If you are willing to do this, they'll work for you, they'll die for you, they'll be loyal to you.
那他们便愿意为你效劳，为你牺牲性命，对你忠心。
Now when you fish, actually you are fishing for what what is desired.
那你在垂钓的时候呢，其实就是想得到你所要的。
And this whole thing has a very deep nature into it.
那其中的道理其实十分深奥。
And if you can understand the principles of fishing, then you can understand the principles of governing.
那如果你了解这个垂钓的这个道理呢，你就能了解管理的道理。
Now, Zhou Wen Wang at that time was trying to build his kingdom.
那在当时呢，周文王其实是想建立他自己的这个王国。
So he said, "Well, I'd like to hear more about your principles."
所以他就说，我愿意多听你这个道理。
Then 姜太公 said, "Now, when the line is thin and your bait is visible, you can see this bait. Then small fishes will eat it."
那姜太公就说，你当你这个钓丝很细微的时候，那你的鱼饵。可被见到，那小鱼就会上钩。
But when the line is big and the bait is generous, then big fish, large fishes will eat it.
可是当你的钓丝粗大，然后你的鱼饵丰富的时候，那大鱼就会被上钩。
When the fish eats the bait, then they will be caught on the line.
那鱼要吃这个鱼饵，它就会被这个钓丝牵住。
Similarly, when men take your salaries, they will have to submit to the ruler.
那同样的，人要得到君王这个赏识呢，他就会服从君王。
So when you fish with bait, then you can catch and kill the fish.
所以如果你用这个香饵来钓鱼呢？你就能抓到这个鱼。
And when you attract talented people with salaries, then you'll be able to use their skills.
那如果你用这个重金去网罗人才，你就能就是将这人才尽所为用。
So if you use the family, which is like the smallest unit of a society, then you can gain the state.
所以你如果以家为基础，就能取国。
And if you use the state to get the world, then you can acquire the entire world.
然后你以国为基础就能取天下。
Now what a sage will do is that they will think about how to put everybody in appropriate to their abilities, and using these ideas, you can attract everyone.
那圣人呢，他所思虑的事就是使天下的人呢都各得其所，然后就再建立起各种争取人心的办法。
So Zhou Wen Wang further inquired and say, so what ideas and techniques should I have so that all the people in the world will give their allegiance?
那周文王就在问到，那应该制定什么样的办法呢，才能使天下归心呢？
And then Jiang Tai Gong said this famous line.
那姜太公就回答到，
He says, the world does not belong to a single person, but is shared by all the people of the world.
那天下不是一个人的天下，而是天下所有人共有的天下。
And so the one who is willing to share profit with all the world, that's the one that will gain the entire world.
因此呢，能同天下所有人共同分享天下利益的，他就能取得天下。
Whoever tries to monopolize the profit, then he will lose the entire world.
那谁要是独占天下的利益，他就会失掉天下。
Because what happens is everyone, they will hate death, what they like is pleasures of the world.
因为人们都不厌这个死亡，而乐于生存。
And they would like virtue, and they would what incline to whatever benefits them.
那他们也欢迎这个恩德，追求利益。
So whoever is able to provide for the security and give benefits to the people, then they are observing the virtues of a king.
那能为天下人谋求利益的，就是王。
And whoever has this virtue, where there are these virtues of a king, then all the people will give their support to such a person.
那这个王道所在呢，天下的人就会归依。
And that's the moment where Zhou Wen Wang say, yes, that is indeed the mandate of heaven.
那周文王就说到，果然这就是上天的旨意。
And then he made Jiang Tai Gong his teacher.
那他就把太公请就是拜他为师。
Now this is the story of Jiang Tai Gong's fishing.
那这就是姜太公钓鱼的故事。
姜太公 is basically teaching this 周文王 how to build his kingdom to gain the entire world.
那姜太公是教这个周文王如何建立王国，取得天下。
The principle is simple. With the right bait, then you can fish for anyone you want.
那你用对了饵呢，你就能取得所需的人。
And if you are willing to share the profits of the world with everyone, then the whole world will belong to you.
那如果你能同天下所有的人分享这个天下的利益呢，就可以取得天下。
Because what people generally yearn for is their personal interest.
因为人往往是追求这个人利益。
And so anyone with the ability to satisfy all such needs.
那因此呢，只要有能力满足所需。
Then just like in fishing, they will become fishers of men.
那就如能钓鱼一般钓得人。
Now the story of Mark that we'll be learning this year is a story about this man called Jesus.
那马可福音呢是有关耶稣的故事。
And Jesus began with this proclamation.
那一开始耶稣就宣称。
He says, "The time has come; the kingdom of God has come near."
说日期满了，神的国近了。
So first, if you imagine yourself knowing nothing about this man,
那你试想想呢？你对耶稣是一无所知。
What do you think would be his main agenda?
你认为他的目标是什么呢？
Immediately, because this is the first proclamation that comes from him, you will conclude that his main agenda will be about the building of this kingdom.
那你马上可能会结论，他的目的就是要建立他的王国。
And that is something that is very clear both to the readers of the gospel and also to the very first listeners of to Jesus.
那这是第一次听耶稣的讯息和这个读马可福音的人所知的。
But there is something that differentiates what the readers, us, we know, and something that the first listeners do not know.
但有一点呢，是读者所知，但这个听众他们是不知道的。
They do not know, and unlike what we know, that Jesus is the Son of God.
那他们不知道耶稣就是神的儿子。
Because this is what is revealed to us privately from the very, very verse 1, Jesus the Son of God.And also at Jesus' baptism in verse 11, that this is my son.
那这是在第一节和这个第十一节耶稣洗礼中所透露的。
But what does it mean to be the son of God?
但是神的儿子指的是什么呢？
This is where knowing Psalm 2 will help us very well.
那在此呢，如果懂得诗篇第二章呢，就有助于我们了解。
So if you remember the sermon from Pastor Enoch,
那如果你记得这个 Pastor Enoch 的这个讲道呢
？The Son of God refers to kingship.
那神之子指的是王权。
So if you put two and two together,
那如果你把他们两者放在一起
，That means that for this coming kingdom of God,
那就是这即将到来的神的王国。
Only to us privately we know, oh, Jesus will be this divinely anointed king.
只有我们懂，耶稣是被指定的王。
He will be the king of this kingdom that will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
那他是以圣灵所洗礼的。
But remember this, this is something that only the readers know, we the followers of the story, we will know.
那但你要记得的是呢，这只有读者知道，但当时的听众是不懂的。
Yeah, that's right. So the first listeners, when they first hear, oh, they know that this kingdom is coming, but they do not know about this guy being the king. Okay, so that's so far.So first, imagine yourself, okay, to really appreciate this story, let's just forget everything you know about Jesus, what will happen to him later, let's drop all this first.
那首先呢，可能你就要忘记你所对耶稣的了解。
And imagine yourself listening and reading about Jesus for the very first time.
然后再想象你是第一次听到或者读到有关于耶稣的。
With a fresh pair of eyes and ears that you are starting to listen to it from chapter 1.
那一双新的这个眼和耳呢，就开始读马可第一章。
And you hear the verses from Isaiah say to even out the roads.
也读到以赛亚书里的章节。
And you hear that oh this is the guy from Psalm 2 the Son of God.
还有在诗篇里第二章所说的神的儿子。
All this should fire you up immediately with loads of anticipation.
那这一切呢，就应该足以让你充满期待。
Yes, the story characters they do not know the truth.
那故事里的角色呢？他们还不知道这真相。
But we know the truth.
可是我们已经知道了。
And the truth that, oh, Jesus, he is the chosen king of this kingdom.
那就是耶稣是被指定的王。
And so you start observing what is he going to do.
然后你再开始观察耶稣的行为。
And we are told that Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee. He saw Simon and his brother casting the net into the lake.
那耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟。安德烈在海里撒网
，because they were fishermen，
因为他们是捕鱼的。
Then Jesus said, "Come, follow me."
那耶稣就对他们说，来跟从我。
And I will send you out to fish for people, or to put it nicely, I will make you fishers of men.
那我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And at once they left their nets and followed him.
那他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
And just by observing the very first thing that Jesus did,
那就只单看这耶稣所做的这第一件事。
And even if you do not know the story about 姜太公's fishing,
那就算你不懂姜太公钓鱼的这个故事
，you will be excited by what Jesus is doing, the very first public activity.
那你还是会为耶稣这第一件公开的活动感到兴奋。
Why would we be excited?
那为什么我们会感到兴奋呢
？Because 姜太公 is right.
因为姜太公是正确的。
Because if you want to build a kingdom, the very first step will be about recruiting people.
因为建立王国的这第一步骤呢，就是招揽人才。
And in time to come, the apostles Peter, Andrew, James, John, they will transform from fishermen to really become fishers of men.
那接下来呢，彼得和安德烈，然后雅各和约翰呢，他们就会从渔夫变成这招揽人的人。
But we know we must put our focus on Jesus himself.
可是我们要把焦点放在耶稣身上。
He is the apex fisher of men, the top guy.
那他是顶尖的这个招揽人的人才的人。
But maybe we have a first a food for thought.
可是首先让我们来想想。
If Jesus is the fisher,
那如果耶稣是渔夫，
then what is his bait?
他的饵是什么呢？
Remember, we say that you need big baits for big fishes.
记得吗？我们说到要钓大鱼呢，就要丰富的。
So what do you think these initial apostles' desire that made them willingly cast everything aside to follow Jesus?
那你请问你认为这些门徒他们渴望的是什么？是什么使他们愿意跟随耶稣呢
？What do you think were on their minds?
你认为他们想要什么呢
？I wouldn't tell you the answer yet.
我在此不会告诉你答案。
That will affect a future sermon.
因为那会影响到我们日后的这个讲道。
But just think hard about this.
可是请仔细想想。
And you might understand some of their future behaviors.
那你将明白他们日后的行为。
I'll give you a clue though.
我给你一个提示。
They wanted to become fishers of men.
他们也要招揽人。
But first, let's return back to the story.
可是让我们先回到这个故事。
It's getting exciting.
越来越紧张了。
And Jesus continues his kingdom building.
那耶稣就继续的建立他的王国。
They went to Capernaum, and that's where Sabbath, that happens to be Sabbath. So Jesus went into the synagogue to begin to teach.
那到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。
Oh, the people were amazed at his teaching because they taught them as one with authority.Not like the other teachers of the law.
那众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Now at this point, the people may be amazed, but we are not amazed.
那至此呢，众人可能会感到惊讶，但是我们不会。
Because this development is actually falling within our expectations.
因为这样的发展呢，其实是在我们预料中的。
We know why he taught.And act with authority.
那我们知道为何他的教训和行为像有权柄的人。
Because Jesus was speaking about himself.
因为耶稣是在说自己。
Yet Jesus was speaking for himself.
他也是在为自己所说。
We know he is the one with authority because he's the one who has been anointed and empowered by God at the baptism.
我们知道他就是被神选定和授权的。
And with his miracles, news then began to spread throughout the whole region of Galilee.
那因为他所造的奇迹呢，耶稣的名声就传遍了加利利的四方。
Besides exorcism, he also performed healing.
那除了这个驱鬼呢，他也治好了许多人。
And by the end, we know that by evening time, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and all the demon possessed.
那天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的。和被鬼附的。
The entire town gathered at the door.
那全城的人都聚集在门前。
Jesus healed many with various diseases. He drove out many demons.
那耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，也赶出了许多鬼。
Imagine yourself listening to the story.
那如再想试想象，你听这故事。
At this point in the story, you would be thinking, "Oh, Jesus and his disciples, they must be feeling really good."
那至此呢，耶稣和门徒呢，应该都很开心。
Why? Because people were flocking to them.
因为人们都纷纷来找他们。
If they were building a kingdom, and if their first objective is to be fishing for men, this is precisely the way things should be.
那如果他们是在建立王国，第一个目标是招揽人呢，事情就应该是这样的。
Then all of a sudden,
可是忽然
，at the very height of Jesus' initial popularity,
那就在耶稣开始受落时
，Mark surprised us with the very first plot twist.
那马可就给了我们这个故事中的第一个转捩。
We were told that very early in the morning, while it's still dark, Jesus got up.Left the house and went to a solitary place where he prayed.
那次日早晨呢，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Simon and his companions then went to look for him.
那西门和同伴就追了他去。
Then we were told why they were looking for him. When they found him, they exclaimed, "Say, come on, Jesus! Everyone is looking for you."
那遇见了就对他说：“众人都找你。”
I must say that at this point, Simon Peter and his gang, they have become excellent fishers of men.
那到了这时呢，西门彼得等的确都成了这个很出色的这招揽人的人。
They know what the people want, and what the people want is Jesus and his benefits.
那他们都知道人们要的就是耶稣。
As long as Jesus can keep giving what the people want, then the completion of this kingdom is just round the corner.
那只要耶稣继续给人们他们所要的，那完成王国的这个目标呢，就即将达到了。But
just at all of a sudden, the very first plot twist.
可是就在这里有了一个转捩点。Strangely,
Jesus refused.
奇怪的就是耶稣拒绝了。Say
no, let's go somewhere else.
耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去。Maybe
to the nearby villages where there's. So that I can preach there, then he said, "This is why I have come."
到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。Then
we were told he traveled around Galilee, preaching in the synagogue, driving out demons.
于是他就在加利利全地进入会堂传道赶鬼。Now
as I was preparing for this message,
那当我在准备这讲稿时，there's
this is the line that I keep mulling over.
我一直在思索这句话。
This Jesus saying, "This is why I have come."
耶稣说道：“因为我是为这事出来的。”This
is why I have come.
我是为这事出来的。And
you think, surely there must be a misunderstanding here.
那这当中必有误解。Because
this is what the disciples must be thinking, must be wondering.
他的门徒一定也是在想。He's
saying, "Isn't popularity with the masses why you have come?"
你不是为了受大众欢迎而来的吗?
Aren't you going to build your kingdom fishing for men?
你不是要建立你的王国来招揽人吗?
Don't you want all of them now to make you king?
你不是要他们都封你为王吗?
So why are you stepping away when people are flocking towards you?
那正当人们就蜂拥而上的时候, 耶稣为何要离开呢?
You know, if they know Jiang Taigong's story, they might say, you know, Jiang Taigong tell you, you know, if the world, you know, seeks for these benefits, that is the virtue of a king.
那姜太公说，能为天下人谋求利益的就是王道。And
where you exercise such virtues, the world will be yours.
那王道所在呢，天下之人就会归依。So
if Jesus wants to be king, why is he stepping away from continue to just keep giving the benefits that people desire?
那如果耶稣他的确要称王呢？他为什么要停止继续给人们他们所要的呢？
At this point, if he just continues to build on his popularity, he will have his people.
那到了此刻呢？只要他继续的建立在他的这个受欢迎的程度上，他就可以得到他所要的人。He
will have his people. He will have his kingdom.
他得到他所要的人，得到他的王国。But
Jesus said his mission is preaching in the synagogues and driving out demons.
可是耶稣说他的使命呢，是进入会堂传道，还有赶鬼。He
said, "This is why I have come."
他说，因为我是为这事出来的。Now
it's no coincidence that he said these words right after a solitary prayer very early in the morning.
那他是在独自祷告后说出这话的，这并不是巧合。Because
prayer is where we align ourselves with who we are.
因为我们是通过祷告在神面前自我反省。I
say again, prayer is the moment where we realign with God about who we are.
那我们是通过祷告呢，在神面前就是自我反省。And
after prayer, he says, "This is why I have come."
那就是在祷告之后呢，他就说了，因为我是为这事出来的。Jesus
knew his true mission.
那耶稣知道他真正的使命。
In fact, the popularity, as we go on to see, is like an unwanted side effect.
那这个受欢迎呢，其实是这个始料之外的。We
might even call it an unwanted distraction from his true calling.
那我们甚至能说呢，那是分散了他真正的使命。We
might even call it a temptation.
我们甚至可以说那是他一种诱惑。We
might have thought that the temptations of Jesus ended 40 days in the wilderness.
那我们或许会认为呢，耶稣在旷野中40天后，这个诱惑将结束。
But I will argue that the temptations only ended at the cross.
但我认为诱惑只有在十字架上才结束。
If you think about it, the temptation to live by bread.
那单靠面包生活的诱惑。
That's material support.
就是物质上的享受。
The temptation to feel protected.
感到受保护的这个诱惑。
The support of by security.
就是受保护的这个诱惑。
Or the temptation to gain the world.
或得到全世界的这诱惑。
All these are temptations of popularity.
那这些呢，都是受欢迎迎来的这个诱惑。
But Jesus stayed true to his mission.
但耶稣他就是忠于最初的使命。
And with daily prayer, he realigned himself always to his true calling, the divine calling.
他就是靠着每日的这个祷告呢，忠于最初的使命。
Perhaps the next story will make this clear for all of us.
那接下来的故事呢，将说明这一点。
There is a man with leprosy who came to beg at Jesus' feet.
有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下。
He says, "If you are willing, you can make me clean."
他说，你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。
Jesus was moved, and so he reached out his hand and touched the man and said, "I'm willing." He said.Be clean.
耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”
Then immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed.
大麻风及时离开他，他就洁净了。
Now here we have an interesting exchange, which says the man says, "If you are willing," and then Jesus saying, "I'm willing."
那这个人就问道：“你若肯？”而耶稣回答：“我肯。”
And I think for many of us, this willingness may be something that we have taken for granted.
那我们或许将这意愿呢当成理所当然的。
We assume that, oh, Jesus is so nice, you know, he's so good, he's so kind, he must always be willing.
那我们假定耶稣他如此的好与善良呢，他一定什么都肯。
We might have continued to take this for granted, but except for the fact that he has just refused his apostles.
那若不是他刚拒绝了这门徒呢，我们可能还会继续将他当成理所当然。
Just in the earlier passage, when people were flocking to him with probably many very similar needs, he was unwilling.
那之前呢，当人们就是带着需求蜂拥而来的时候，他却不肯。
And what is the key difference then?
那分别在于什么呢？
We begin to see.You know, for us who were anticipating Jesus to be the king of this kingdom, we begin to sense that maybe Jesus is not an ordinary king.
那我们开始就感受到耶稣或许不是普通的君王。
And this kingdom that he's trying to build is not an ordinary kingdom.
他所说的这个神的王国或许不是普通的王国。
Yes, he's out fishing for men.
不错，他的确是在招揽人。
But what he wants is not their support for kingship.
可是他要的不是他们对于他封王的这个支持。
What he wants is not for them to fight for his throne for him.
也不是要他们为他而争夺这个王位。
So why was he willing to help this leper at this moment?
那他为何肯治好这个麻风病人呢？
So after healing him, Jesus sent him away with a strong warning.
耶稣他严严的嘱咐他，就打发他走。
See that you do not tell this to anyone, but this is important. Show yourself to the priest, offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them.
对他说，你要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，又因为你洁净了，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。
But instead, we're told he went out, began to talk freely, spread the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but had to stay out in the lonely places. People just keep coming to him.
那人出去，倒说许多的话，把这件事传扬开了，叫耶稣以后不得在明明的进城，只好在外边旷野地方。人从各处都救了他来。
We see that this popularity is an unwanted effect.
那这名望呢，是不合需要的反应。
Jesus' healing is simply to make the leper clean.
那耶稣的治疗呢，纯粹是为了让麻风病人干净。
And so this is what his desire. Only when this cleansed leper is presented before the priest, only then can he be restored back to, into the community.
那当这被洁净的人呈现在祭司面前呢，他就能回到社群里。
Jesus cleansed the unclean.
耶稣洁净了不干净的。
And with this, I began to look back and at all the earlier miracles that were going on with a very different understanding.
那就在此时呢，我就开始以不同的角度去看待之前的奇迹。
In Mark, we were told the first miracle is an exorcism.
那在马可中呢，第一个奇迹是驱鬼。
What is exorcism?
什么是驱鬼呢？
Exorcism is to cleanse people with unclean spirit.
那驱鬼是为那些有污鬼的人，洁净。
And John the Baptist tells us Jesus is here to baptize people with the Holy Spirit.
然后，约翰就告诉我们，耶稣是来通过圣灵，就是
来施洗，
施洗。
And so, why the Holy Spirit? So that we can be reconciled with God with the Holy Spirit.
那就通过圣灵呢，与神复合。
And so unclean spirits have to be cleansed from these people.
因此，这些人这个不干净的这个污鬼呢，就必须被洗净。
In the next miracle, this is another funny story.
那接下来就有一个奇怪的故事。
And it's about the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. It sounds interesting if you let me read.
就是治疗彼得的母亲。
We were told in the verse that Jesus came, raised him up, by gently taking his hand.
耶稣进来拉着她的手。
Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them.
热就退了，她就服侍他们。
When I look at this again, this sounds interesting to me.
那这听起来很有趣。
阿弟，好了好 ，OK， 赶快，我们肚子饿了，你赶快去厨房。yeah, OK.
阿弟 ，You are okay already? Okay. Then can you just go and cook for us?
烧退了哈 ，very good. Okay. Doesn't it seem strange to ask the people who have recovered from a major fever to go and you know serve Jesus and his disciples?
那要一个刚从发烧复原的人来服侍耶稣与门徒，这听起来不奇怪吗
？But perhaps we begin to see what this healing is about as well.
但我们或许能从中了解这治疗指的是什么。
Mark is telling us that because of this healing.She can now serve Jesus, and in a way to serve the kingdom.
那马可告诉我们，因这治疗，他现在能服侍耶稣，甚至是这王国。
I guess what I'm trying to say with all this is, are these miracles of Jesus really just baits to gain popularity?
那我想说的是，耶稣使的这些奇迹，是真的是为了只为了赢得受欢迎的耳吗
？I think not.
应该不是。
Jesus, yes, he is the fisher of men.
的确，耶稣是招揽人的人。
But he is fishing them for God.
但他是为了神而钓的他们。
He is fishing them so that they might be restored to God.
让他们回归于神。
And even to restore them to serve God.
让他们再次的服侍上帝。
Brothers and sisters, as we embark on this journey to know Jesus through Mark,
那弟兄姐妹，当我们就是通过马可福音来认识耶稣。
Maybe this is what we can do. We can put aside all our assumptions that, oh, Jesus is supposed to be like that. Jesus should be doing that. This is what Jesus is.
就让我们来放开就是对耶稣的这些假设。
Let's put aside all assumptions and gather the facts one by one again.
我们就把这些假设放开，然后来看这些真相。
For now, we can be certain of two things. I say just two things so far.
那现在我们能肯定的就有两件事。
One, Jesus is the Son of God.
第一，耶稣是神的儿子。
So we know he is the King of this kingdom of God.
他是神的国度的王。
And then two, we know he said this. He is fishing for men.
第二，他是来招揽人。
But other than this, his missions, his ways, it surprises us.
但他的使命和行为呢，就出乎我们意料的。
He does not care about popularity.
他不在乎是否受欢迎。
And just based on this alone, that is radically different from Jiang Taigong's fishing.
那就这一点呢，就与姜太公钓鱼的故事截然不同。
Instead, he strikes me more like a cleaner.
那他就更像这个清道夫。
A king who is a cleaner.
一个清道一个王，可是也像是一个
清洁工人的王。
对，清道。
He is cleansing away the unclean spirits.
他驱走不干净的灵。
And he is removing all the obstacles to serve.
那他也排除侍奉的这些障碍。
And he is trying to restore all the unclean people so that they can come back into the community.
那他就是重修这些不干净的人，然后让他们回到社会。
This is how he fishes for his people.
他就是这样来招揽人。
And so we begin to ask questions like, you know, who is this man?
我们就开始问，这人到底是谁？
What is this kingdom of God about?
那这神的国度到底是如此的吗？
Is this what being the son of God means?
当神之子就是如此吗？
Now for now, Mark hasn't given us the story yet, the end of the story yet.
那到这里呢，马可他还没有完全的揭露这故事。
So I'm not giving any spoilers.
因此我也不会透露。
I do not have immediate answers for you.
我没有这答案。
But I do have a very strong hint from Mark.
但我有一个提示。
Mark is trying to make us ponder and rethink about kingship, about kingdom of God.
那马可他使我们重新设想王权和神的国度。
And this is what I know Mark is trying. This is definitely what Mark is trying to do.
我知道马可是他试着这样做。
In the very first chapter one, he is giving us these meaningful questions so that we will read on as we await further revelations from Mark.
那在第一章呢，他就在我们就在等待马可揭露的当额，然后就问这些值得斟酌的问题。
And I hope for all of us, we therefore anticipate to observe how this story will continue.
那我也希望大家迫不及待地看故事的发展。
And to see Jesus in a new light.
并以新的角度来看待耶稣。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
For this year, as we come before God,We want to know Jesus once again. And let that be the prayer of our hearts. We want to know God. And we want to know Him truly. As we embark on this sermon series in Mark, let that be our desire to say, Yes, Jesus.Our Heavenly Father, we want to know you. If you have that desire in your heart, I want all of us, we dedicate ourselves to God. We say, let this be the year that I truly know you once again. Our Father in heaven, we thank you. Because in Jesus Christ,We can know you fully. Melt our hardened hearts. Give us fleshly hearts. Give us your spirit that we can come to know you, that we can be transformed. That we, when we follow you, we know what it means to follow you.And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 我们现在就以这首诗歌